Welcome and thank you for tuning in. This is Money Belt Radio. I'm Sean Conley over here, and that is Mr. Nathan Duckett over there.
What up, Conley?
It's good to have you back up in Northwest, back and forth to USA.
You know what it is. It's good to be back on conservative talk show radio here in the Northwest, New Mexico.
Are you, you've been spending quite a bit of time down in Santa Fe?
I have been doing a lot of traveling.
Is that patchouli all that smell?
Is that patchouli that you smell? Yeah. Have you put on underarm deodorant today? Because I can smell it all over you.
Are you a vegan?
I've started the process.
You spent a lot of time in Santa Fe.
Look, I think it's important that we explore all different opportunities.
Let's just talk about
ourselves.
It.
You know.
Let's talk about how you're feeling right now.
How am I feeling right now? All right, get the couch. I'm going to lay down.
Let
it all out, huh?
Just let it all out.
Breathe in the positivity. Breathe out the negativity.
Yep.
You know what? Here's my thoughts.
Get your chi dialed in. So this is, we just want to frame this. Of course, Mr. Duckett here, context. I think most of our listeners know this, but has been fighting a very, very difficult fight down to Santa Fe for the last couple of years, essentially a couple of weeks. And I would liken the task that you and Mike Stark and the rest of the crew from up here in Northwest New Mexico have been fighting in Santa Fe to attempting to teach a dog to play poker. I mean, that's basically the conversation that you were having with folks. Santa Fe, the logic doesn't matter. Jobs don't matter. Numbers don't matter. I give you guys credit. I was just texting with Paul Gessing this morning. I do not know that I could do it. I would have lost my mind years ago having to deal with the incompetence in Santa Fe that you're having to deal with. I mean, you're trying to have a logical argument with people that do not understand logic. I know you can't say all these things. This is me speaking, not Mayor Duckett. but that's why I do want to know. It gets back to the root question. How are we feeling, Mr. Duckett?
Let me just say that this is what I've come to in my belief system. Our whole existence on this earth is about interaction and relationships with other people. It's supposed to be. That's my opinion. Look, I understand that we're all here on this great big giant planet called Earth. But if saving the Earth also means that you just push aside people and you push aside the important components that make a human and make the family unit a family unit, and you put value into those things, then I don't want to save the world anymore. And maybe I didn't from the beginning, but that's exactly what I see going on. Right now in Santa Fe, we hear all day long how their motives are driven by saving people's lives. Meanwhile, they destroy people's lives, steal their money, cause undue stress, increase suicide rates, alcohol rates, drug use, starvation, forcing people to pack up and move, forcing working parents to leave home to find work elsewhere, to send money home, leaving children without their fathers or spouses, whoever's working, so that they can leave and send money back. I mean, I'm sick of the idea that in order to save the world, we have to forget about people.
Yeah, it's well put. And this is something that I was thinking about this earlier this week. The guy who founded Greenpeace has been lambasting Alexandria, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, just roasting her about how incompetent, incoherent this whole Green New Deal idea is. And there is a tie-in here. She, at one point in time, replied back, losing a few thousand lives is a small price to pay for, I'm paraphrasing, I wish I could find the, is a small price to pay for protecting the environment. And I'm paraphrasing that. I'll try and find the exact tweet later. But it leads to the question that you're asking right now, to what end? If it isn't about, you're not saving the planet, apparently, for the people that reside in the planet.
No.
You're saving the planet for the sake of the planet?
And they keep using this term over and over and over again, that it's about my grandchildren's grandchildren. What are your grandchildren's grandchildren going to do?
This is the reason why, Duck. This is the reason why. It's because your grandchildren's grandchildren don't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that climate change is a boogeyman that nobody can identify. You have to have these invisible, you know, straw men that are created because, again, this is how you can craft up and enact and implement all of these cockamamie ideas that make no sense practically. To virtually anyone.
They don't make any sense. What you just said, it's a boogeyman. They don't make any sense. But you know what does make sense and things that I would like to spend some more time researching is the costs. The cost to human beings and the quality of life that they have when you take away industry and you take away jobs. Because
I can speak to that firsthand growing up in Detroit. I can tell you exactly what the human cost of that is.